Hello, Hot Springs. I'm D.B. Cooper.
And I'm Erin Baber.
That's Rootin' Tootin'.
And we're from the Garland County Library.
And this is Checked Out,
a podcast where we talk about all things library each Friday.
Broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Cell Studios.
Thanks for joining us.
We're doing a ride-along today. We're riding deliveries with James, our delivery guy.
Hello, everybody. I am James, Outreach Coordinator of the Garland County Library. There's two of us, and I handle our delivery service, among other things.
Perfect. I think you've been doing this forever.
Been doing it since November 2020.
How long have you been at the library, James?
I originally started in January 2014. I left a couple of times, but I've came back for good in 2018. I've been in my current position since November 2020.
And it really grew on you, right? Like, so you've been kind of like our outreach delivery guy for a while. And then now, if we can share the big news, somebody got accepted into the library program.
Yes, I'm enrolled for coursework in the spring term.
He's going to be bona fide.
Yeah, at UNT. So I'll be taking them online classes.
So does that mean we're going to call you sir?
Yeah, you're on. Sir James.
Good.
Good.
It's got a good ring to it.
Yeah.
I am mildly excited. I know it's going to be a pain in the butt, though. A hassle.
But you got this. We believe in you.
Brent, I need your papers.
When did you go to library school, James, or Brent?
Let's see. I started in 2010, and I graduated at the end of 2012. And I moved here 2013. Yeah, but do you, so I'm in the back. We've talked about me before. James, are you going to try to specialize in outreach?
They don't have an outreach track at UNT, so I'm taking the general track. I'm gonna get a certificate in advanced management, so maybe someday y'all will let me be some kind of admin guy.
We will call you Sir James.
Yeah, I just will anyway since I like it.
Yeah. Well, and right now we're in the orange transit, which is pretty new for us, but...
Well, it's not.
Well, new-ish.
New to a government entity.
Yeah, newer than my car. I'll say that.
Right.
But we've talked about it before with the new mobile bookmobile coming by. Are you excited for that? Because it's going to be your baby, right?
Yeah, it's going to change my job radically. Right now, I'm dabbling in outreach, and I do delivery, and I stock booklockers, and I do a bunch of random stuff, but bookmobile is going to be my main deal.
Because right now, this transit works, but it's just like a regular, you know, like van.
Yeah.
So it has like space and, you know, there's enough to fit five people in here with something in the back. But the bookmobile, it's supposed to have like shelves and, you know, like Wi-Fi spot in it and everything. So what's the feature that you're really excited about with the bookmobile coming?
Well, the big thing for me is having bookmobile stops around the county. People will be able to pick up their holds, and we will be hosting programs at those stops. So whether I drag a children's outreach person along, or we go to older adults facility, we'll be hosting programs as well as letting people circulate items.
I want us to sneak into the 420 food court and then just pretend like we're a food truck and trick people.
I don't know the owners of that outfit. We'll probably have to holler at Paul to set something like that up.
That would be fun. Have a food truck court day.
Yeah.
But we will be taking our bookmobile to the farmer's market. And we plan on taking it to the village green market too. So we'll be hitting up two farmers markets a week.
Ooh, that's a lot.
That is a lot. That's great.
We got this amazing machine that we need to keep it moving.
And for those, you brought up Paul, but for those that don't know, see, James is in the adult services department, he's one arm, and so he's delivery and outreach, and Paul is the adult programmer. So you've probably seen him on, like, Facebook feed or YouTube here. How do you like being in adult services? Is it something that you kind of wanted to be in since you joined the library, or is it something that's just grown gradually?
Well, adult services, when Paul and I were put in this department, is brand new. So it's been a lot of fun to build it from scratch. So, yeah, I like it. When I was hired in 2020, we didn't have an adult services department at that moment. And I had no idea what that meant.
Yeah, the departments are all still kind of newish to us, so we're still all kind of finding our way.
It used to be all hands on deck, jack of all trades. And now libraries can't really exist like that anymore. You have to specialize. So we do need an outreach coordinator. We do need an adult programmer in technical services and marketing and PR. And I like that evolution of libraries because it only helps the patrons.
Right. Yeah.
And speaking of patrons, you're starting to be a familiar face on these routes, right? So you might see people face to face when you drop stuff off. Is there a cool or your favorite story of delivery? Or something that they did nice for you they didn't expect?
Well, I don't have a specific story, but I do receive lots of food. and people try to tip me. So I accept those tips and put them in the staff party fund.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's how we do that.
How do you... Okay, so we're recording today on a Wednesday route, which I think we're going to go out in Royal, right?
Yeah, we're going to go to Royal and Piercy and a little bit in between on Amity Road.
So Tuesday is like the Hot Springs Village route. Wednesday's the Royal and Piercy. And then Thursday you do the city, right?
Yeah, so on Tuesday we hit the north end of the county, like Josephville, Fountain Lake, and of course the village. We do cross the county line and do the Saline County side of the village, too.
Good for you.
Yeah. get on our level, Saline.
You just stop at the county line and, like, holler at them. Books!
Maybe.
Turf war.
Maybe we need to get on their level, though, because they go out twice a week to the village.
Ooh.
Oh.
Well, I was going to ask you, what route gave the best goodies?
Yeah.
It is Tuesday.
And you take us on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
I was tied up yesterday.
So doing Leadership Hot Springs, right?
Yes. Leadership Hot Springs is a lot of fun.
What class are you in?
I was about to ask.
I'm class 35.
Who are you?
33.
I was 31. Look at us.
Look at us. We're leaders here.
Yeah.
You're listening to leaders.
Yeah. Right. No, it's a lot of fun.
Leadership is, what did you do yesterday?
We had law enforcement day.
Okay.
Oh, is that where you get to visit the prison?
Yeah, no, we went to the jail. We did not tour the jail for some reason, but we hung out with, we went to the courthouse, we saw the courts, and we saw the sheriff's department, and we went out to the jail, and I learned that the jail has a court. I did not know that.
Oh, and I didn't either.
We hung out with the state trooper for a few minutes, and then we went to police department.
I've always heard of prison rules, so I guess that's where decided.
Did you all have lunch at jail?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, I heard that was monumental.
Yeah, we had a turkey salami sandwich.
Alright.
Hey.
Yeah, and I had lemon cookies. Those lemon cookies were good. I went to Walmart last night, got me some.
Looking for more local content like this and so much more? Click subscribe by visiting hotsr.com.
Well, we're headed to the Y right now, right?
Yes.
Is that it?
But why?
But why?
We have some grant-funded remote lockers supplied by Biblioteca. We are very pleased with them.
But I bet it costs a lot of money to use it, though, right?
No, it's grant funded. It didn't cost anybody.
It's free with your library card.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That's what you're.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Use your. If you're interested in having picking up your book, not at the library. We have three locations around town or around the county. We have one at the Y, which is actually our busiest location.
Oh, that's good.
And we also have one at the Sunshine Store in Royal. And we got a third one at the National Park College in front of their college library.
And we've got one outside our library.
Of course.
Oh, well.
Oh. We're getting honked at because they love the library.
That's right.
Have you noticed the people using the remote lockers more? Like, is it getting more usage since people are becoming more familiar with it?
Well, Adam Webb has stats that show people are using the lockers, and since Aaron got the one at the library wrapped, it has started popping.
Yeah.
So, well, like, it has
significantly increased usage after we vinyl wrapped it.
Good.
So we expect similar boosts at our other locations.
Well, that'll be soon because they are on order. And our bookmobile, I sent in some graphics.
Oh yeah, our bookmobile's getting wrapped.
Graphics files for that yesterday, so that's exciting.
We're hoping it's wrapped in time for Christmas.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Right. The bookmobile is going to be a game changer for the Garland County Library.
All right, we're getting out at the YMCA. Tell me what we're doing here.
Well, I've got a crate of books and a list of expired holds. We're going to go in the locker and
swap them out, huh?
Yeah, we're going to do a swappy.
All right, I'll be excited to see how this works.
Oh, and this locker is right past the door, so like you can't miss it.
Yeah, you especially won't miss it when it's wrapped.
Yeah.
Right? It looks so good.
We can hear some fun happening.
Yeah. Right. I think the kids call that b-ball.
So much like the prison, they also have a court here.
Yeah, we heard him playing basketball yesterday. There is someone in there serenading us.
I'm going to take this because this is way full.
Yeah. Oh, I like the handy steps right there. If you don't know, or if you're unsure about how to use the locker, on the side there, it shows you, like, picture by picture.
Yeah, we got to redo that now that we've got them wrapped.
Yeah.
Yep. So, I have the barcode in my phone. It's real cool.
This is the master barcode, right?
Yes. It also works on the self-checkouts in the library.
Hey.
So, I just go on the admin side, the first thing I do is remove items. So if you don't pick up your hold, it doesn't live in the locker forever. We keep track and take them out.
How long do they get to pick it up?
1 week.
1 week.
This is number 11, so I'm going to force it empty.
Ooh. Okay.
There we go. Then we'll stock it.
Okay.
We got two different patrons today.
So they get two separate lockers.
Yes, and they're not together.
Oh, and another feature of these lockers that we've kind of talked about, they are ADA accessible. So if you have problems reaching up for the higher lockers, you can request that they go in the bottom lockers, which are accessible by, like, if you're in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
You know, so.
There we go. And my favorite part of this ordeal is Adam has ordered me to open all the lockers, make sure they all open, and it is satisfying to watch them open.
Yeah, I want to see. I heard it sounds good too.
Open all lockers. Are you sure you want to?
You ready?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Here it comes. Oh. I hope we got right, that recording, John, because that was awesome.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, that's always locked. So this one didn't pop open, but it has a different... Actually, the little gasket's backwards.
Oh, that'll do it, huh?
Nice. This is what it's like to have a scientist.
What do we do?
Yeah.
three times a week, pop them all open, make sure they work.
Neat.
It's fun.
We just go ahead and close them afterwards?
Yeah, close them all.
Oh, guys.
Right?
Seriously, if you're at one of these locker locations with James, just ask him to do this.
Ooh, fun.
That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Okay, I'm going to do it again. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go. We'll do it one more time.
Oh, because you fixed one. So it's necessary.
No, we're going to do it at the Sunshine Store.
Oh, bummer. All right.
Is that it here?
That's it for now.
All right.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Checked Out.
From the Garland County Library.
New episodes released each Friday from the Razorback Camper Cell Studios. I'm D.B. Cooper.
And I'm Erin Baber.
Thanks for listening.